the book Hebrews, part 282. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about Israel's Rapture, which is my doctoral degree, which you should know by this time. Now, I keep repeating the titles of the English books where there's only three or four titles in the English side, but in the Afrikaans, there's much more, I think, than about 18 or 19 more books in Afrikaans, which is my native language. And if it's possible that you can read and understand Afrikaans, you must surely not miss out on it. There is a massive amount of information. 59 years with the studies and the research, especially in the eschatology in the end times. So if you can read Afrikaans and understand Afrikaans, sure, get the books. You can't miss out on it. Our code for WhatsApp code for South Africa is +27. My number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahva, the Father's name, yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the right hand side on the top here. If this is the first time that you're about to participate in the study, you are so very, very, very welcome. Hallelujah. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on a lot of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send the link to your friends and families and to everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. That's the one that I've got with all the Hebrew sacred names added to it. Hallelujah. Make sure you have a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege. We are busy studying Hebrews chapter 11. We are at verse 9. Now, we saw yesterday morning that that Yahva actually spoke to Abram and he told him to just follow him and he will give him a land that overflow of milk and honey. And just be patient. Just be faithful. Patience and faith walks hand in hand. Why? Because a lot of time we as people want things on our time, which is most of the time is right now. And that's not how faith works. I mean, if we look at faith more than 2,000 years ago when Yahushua promised us faith, round about what that he said, that he's after he died and he rose again. He says, in the house of my Father there are many mansions, going to prepare your place. That's a promise. It's a promise of faith. When I'm finished, I'm coming to Parousia to draw you away. I'm coming to take you away at the coming. The Parousia in Greek. Very important. But it hasn't happened in more than 2,000 years of time. That, my friend, is faith. Holding on to a promise of somebody that we've never seen, which we hardly knew, but which we accept by faith, who is our Redeemer, who paid his life for the Gentiles to be saved. Although he came for his nation Israel, when you look at Daniel 12 verse 1, Michael, he sent Michael to Daniel and his people. His people is Israel, the nation Israel. He hasn't come for the Gentiles. But after 2 years of ministering to to the nation of Israel. They accept him not. Then the gospel was changed unto the Gentiles. And from that day that he stopped at the well with the Samaritan woman at the water well, and he asked for water, it was unknown for a Hebrew man to even speak to a Gentile woman. Because she says, how come that you who are a Hebrew speak to me who's a Gentile? And then Yahushua offers the waters of life when he says, if you give me water, I will give you water, and fountains of living waters will just spring up unto eternity. From there, from that day, for the next year of his ministry on earth, he ministered unto the Gentiles. And up till today, more than 2,000 years later, he's still ministering to the Gentiles. Here and there you will find an Israelite that will come to repentance and become bright. But 99.999999%, it is Gentiles who have been saved, who becomes the bride of Yahushua after repenting and being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sin. How wonderful is that? Giving us a promise of a return unto the Gentiles. There's a condition to make that promise your own. What is it? After coming to repentance, being immersed, being clothed in my wedding garment, I need to live in holiness the rest of my life. Follow Yahushua in holiness every day of my life. So, Prof, you never make a mistake. No, we do. But that is why Yahweh is sitting on the right hand of the Father, where he can intercede for me and for you. If it happened that we would stumble or make a small mistake. But most of the time, before we stumble, the Ruach will actually convince you. He will make you aware of what you are about to do. This is how the Ruach works. And sometimes we act in a stupid way, just continuing to do what we want to do. But then we need to carry the consequences of it. Why? Because the Ruach already says, no, don't do it. Watch it. You're going to burn your fingers. Still, we will not listen. Why? Because it's the nature of man and woman to want to follow our own conscience and our own mind. And that's why it's so important that we should, after coming to repentance, being clothed in a wedding garment, we should submit our own conscience, our own will under the will, our own will under the will of the Ruach HaKodesh, the will of Yahushua. If we get married, the woman is supposed to submit under the man. I know we're living in woman's lip time today, where woman says we're equal to man. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But according to the word, Yahweh says the woman should submit herself under the authority of the man, because he made Adam first. And from Adam's rib he made Eve to be a help unto him, not to dominate him and suppress him. I don't say we are not equal. I say, when it comes to the authority of the word, man is in charge of what Yahweh wants us to do. So how do we function then? We function in faith, accepting what Yahushua taught us more than 2,000 years ago when he was on earth. We notice what he's done. We saw how his disciples submit themselves under his teachings and his authority. Yes, it happens sometimes that the nature of a man just wants to break out. I see Peter when they came to arrest Yahushua in the Garden of Eden, he drew his sword and he cut the ear off of the soldier. That's the nature wanting to defend Yahushua. Yahushua doesn't need to be defended. Although today, even is Yahweh revealed, the Father revealed in the Spirit. So when Peter acts in anger to God against the arrest of Yahushua, Yahushua just took his ear, he put it back. So we need to submit ourselves, our own spirit, under the authority of the word of Yahweh El Elohim and the guidance of Yahushua through his actions, the way he lived and functioned 2,000 years ago, and the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh today in our lives. We need to submit our conscience and our subconscious, our soul's dimension, under the authority of the Ruach. And that's why Yahweh says, I don't live in temples made with hands. I've said it 1,000 times, I'm going to say it 1,000 times. He doesn't live in temples and synagogues, he doesn't live in cathedrals, and in places, big churches and auditoriums, and he lives in every one of us. He functions through every one of us. He wants to live in a relationship, one on one. Not one in a million, one on one. And that's why I always pray, since I came to this revelation, I pray this is one soul on a day. The Bible says there's joy in heaven when one soul repents unto Yahushua in a day. How great is it when there's 10 souls? But what I do is I function one, because I'm an evangelist. I believe in ministering the word one on one, and that's what I'm doing here. I don't even think that I'm busy ministering to millions. I don't. My mind is set on one. One fist to another, whether it's male or female. Where the Ruach HaKodesh then, through the word, will come and allow that springing well of living water just opening. Hallelujah. 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 That well just opens like when they draw for oil and they heat that gas and they heat that oil and it just comes out of the hole. The moment that the right places are touched, my soul's dimension, where I'm prepared to submit myself, submit my body under the unction of the Ruach HaKodesh, submit my body under the revelation blood of Yahushua, the redemption blood of Yahushua, where I submit, it remains submit unto Yahushua. Not submit unto the churches and no. Actually, Yahweh is calling us out from the churches. He said, come out underneath the Revelation 18 verse 4. Because I'm going to kill her. And if we look in at the churches today, the way that the world churches is operating, all these massive big churches, these mega churches, they start crumbling from one side since COVID. And I'm not rejoicing in that. I just say that gave people a chance to realize when they couldn't get to church that the church is within us. The church, the building, the meeting place. What is the church? It's supposed to be a meeting place. Yahushua never told his disciples to go build churches. He says your body is the temple. So people suddenly realize that their bodies is the temple, and that they need to become in conversation with Yahushua through the Ruach HaKodesh every day. And how do they do it? They do it through Bible study, advancing myself in the Ruach HaKodesh how? Continuing in studying the word of Yahweh our Elohim. What a blessing. In this day, let's just go out and be a real blessing in the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, living in faith as Abram did and many others. The time is caught up with us. If His Father's will, until tomorrow morning, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.